I would now like to introduce a representative of the People's Nonviolent Response Coalition, Andrew Lichterman.
Last weekend, I was in Chicago.
Microphone.
Last weekend, I was in Chicago's first national meeting of United for Peace and Justice, a national network of which the People's Nonviolent Response Coalition is a part. And that conference, with over 500 people from more than 325 local and national organizations, made opposition to attacks on immigrants and on civil liberties one of its top priorities, together with opposition to the U.S. policy of preventive war and making common cause with the movements for global economic justice that are addressing the root causes of global violence and war. And many here in the United States have found it easy to ignore what we are here today protesting, the targeting of people on the basis of religion and national origin, as something that has little to do with them. But as many speakers today have pointed out, it is part of the creation of a climate of fear that has been justified as necessary for a war on terror, and that has also had sweeping effects on our civil liberties and our political rights. These have ranged from the Patriot Act pushed through in the post-September 11th hysteria, to drastic increases in government secrecy, attacks on protesters like those right across the bay in Oakland, clear attempts to preempt and suppress dissent, and programs like the government's Total Information Awareness Program, just the tip of the iceberg of a vast array of government programs aimed at exploiting the rapidly increasing power of computer technologies to recognize and track human beings and to sift through the billions of private transactions and other electronic traces we leave, purportedly to make it possible to detect and prevent terrorist acts in the making. In reality, these technologies and techniques would make possible intrusion into our private lives on an unprecedented scale. After the outcry on these programs this winter, Congress placed limits on these technologies, requiring reports to Congress and congressional authorization before they could be deployed against U.S. nationals. And here again, the government was trying to make us think this is not about us because it's against some them, some dehumanized other, some enemy. Now, all of these programs affect all of our rights, all of our freedoms, but the targeting of people because of their religion or national origin has an additional significance. Governments that are preparing their people for war always fall back on the crudest forms of nationalism and nationalist propaganda. And a central element in exploiting these nationalist feelings is to identify an enemy and to whip up fear and hate against them. Often this involves officially proclaiming internal as well as external enemies, less abstract than a foreign land that few have seen, and portrayed as more frightening because they are here among us. And an element of these campaigns to separate out an internal other almost always has been a legal component, as one right after another is taken away. These efforts by our government to divide us, to incite us to treat one another as things, as objects of hatred and fear, are an assault on all of us, on our common humanity, and our deepest aspirations to build a better world together in peace. This climate of fear and hatred, which is being used to sustain support for one war after another abroad, also drives the growth of internal security mania and surveillance at home. Without addressing this permanent state of fear and of war that the government is working hard to create, we have little hope for stemming the erosion of our civil rights and our political liberties. And to be successful, we have to do more than stop one or another piece of repressive legislation, or to stop this war or the next. If we're to do more than slow the slide towards repression at home, and chaos worldwide, we must build movements for a world that is more just, more economically fair, more ecologically sustainable, and in which our own country no longer poses a threat to peace. Thank you.